You're listening to SBS News.
Flags are again flying at half staff at the White House following another deadly mass shooting in the United States. At least 13 people are dead after a gunman opened fire in a Southern Californian bar packed with university students. The online gun violence archive lists it as the 307th mass shooting in the country in the first 311 days of the year. That is, 307 shootings where at least four people besides the shooters have been wounded or killed. The latest shooting took place at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, northwest of Los Angeles, where a college country night was being held. 19-year-old Cole Knapp was at the bar with friends when he saw the gunman open fire.
I'm just reeling, just riding on adrenaline right now. It's just kind of unbelievable that somebody would want to come to a place that I care about and hurt people that I care about.
Sheriff Sergeant Ron Hellis was one of the first responders to the mass shooting. The married father of one was shot multiple times as he entered the bar and later died in hospital. Officer Bill Hutton of the Ventura County Sheriff's Office has paid tribute to the 29-year police veteran.
We're all extremely devastated what transpired. He went into that bar protecting, serving others, and making sure everybody else can go home. And unfortunately, he's not going home.
Also among the dead was a 22-year-old named Cody Kaufman. He had plans to join the military and was looking forward to the birth of his sister due later this month. His father, Jason, says he learned his eldest son had died after hours of waiting for news.
I talked to him last night before he headed out the door. First thing I said was, please don't drink and drive. Last thing I said was, son, I love you. That was the last thing I said.
The suspected shooter has been identified as U.S. Marine Corps veteran David Long. Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean says the 28-year-old was known to police.
He was a victim of a battery at a local bar in 2015. In April of this year, deputies were called to his house for a subject disturbing. They went to the house. They talked to him. He was somewhat irate, acting a little irrationally. They called out our crisis intervention team, our mental health specialist, who met with him, talked to him.
David Long was found dead in the bar. He's believed to have killed himself. Sheriff Dean says law enforcement authorities have changed their approach to mass shootings over time.
Post the Columbine shooting, how we approach active shooters changed completely. Instead of waiting and surrounding and bringing our SWAT team, the officers are to immediately engage and try to stop the target and stop the killing. And that's exactly what happened here.
The shootings come less than 2 weeks after 11 worshippers at a synagogue in Pittsburgh were killed by a gunman shouting, "All Jews must die." The headline-making shootings have the country again talking about the contentious issue of gun control. Speaking at a procession honouring Sergeant Hellis, this woman pleaded for tighter restrictions.
How many more times is this going to happen? This isn't right! This is so sad and it could have been prevented.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.